Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and this is where we create engineering teams that rapidly move the needle. Today, we're going to be talking about creating strategic alignment. Now, right off the bat, I want to say that the main issue I'm seeing when it comes to strategic alignment is that no one contemplates what this means for your engineering teams. It seems like we always are occupied with thinking about the roadmap we have been given and about executing on it and delivering on time, especially the techie analytical types, and I know I'm one of them. We get so focused and obsessed with deadlines and goals that we miss out on the bigger picture. We only care about reaching and hitting that goal. We want to see that check mark. We want to move the task to done. And if you focus too much on the tactics, you miss out on the strategic stuff, and thus you can lose out on the major firepower, which is your engineering organization. So what exactly am I talking about when I'm discussing strategic alignment? As an example, when I provide sentient strategy workshops, where we create strategy that is easy to comprehend and to communicate throughout your organization within a couple of days, one of the things we focus on is awareness and consciousness. Awareness of the environment means that we, as the company, understand what the market needs are, what the clients want, what the competition might be doing, what the government might be enforcing on us, understanding regulations, the different forces out there in the market, awareness of everything that is external to the company. And contrast that with consciousness of the company's own internal actions and capabilities. What are we doing and what are we capable of doing? And if you are able to reach a good state in both of these, then you have strategic alignment. An example of a company that is not having this alignment is Zoom. I'm sure you're all having Zoom every day right now, and Zoom has great awareness of the market, of the environment, because the reason they dominate the market is that they provided you with all the different features you need. They understand exactly what the market wants, and they enabled whatever growth hacks needed in order to reach their position in the market. For example, I'm sure you all know, if I click on the green share during a call, I have like 36 options of sharing with the attendees on the call. This is a bunch of options that you can rarely find in any other competitor. And that is why Zoom has great awareness of the external. But the issue is that they are not conscious of their own actions. And that seems very clear when you look into the way their security issues have been popping up lately. They have had to come up with release after release and blog post and PR following one another because they had that hack and that workaround and language that would mislead you and so forth. And that is only, in my opinion, a result of the engineers not understanding what is strategically important here. They do not understand that their actions are hurting their entire company when it comes to one of the strategic factors that help them reach their market position, and that's security. If we do not feel secure, if we do not trust Zoom, we're not gonna. And you know, Zoom kind of has to be secure right now because there are actual government meetings going on using it. So this is a form of strategic misalignment. And you can create and enable strategic alignment within your team. And it is, in fact, not as hard for the team because all the work, sadly for you, is on you as the leader. First of all, it starts with moving upstream. I've talked about this a bunch of times before, but the concept is that you as an executive, as a leader, have to position yourself at the big kids' table and be part of the decision making. You cannot simply receive the roadmap after it has been compiled and say, alrighty. You must take part in creating it. The reason is not related to your ego. It is not something fun, actually, most of the time. The reason is that by placing yourself upstream, you are positioning yourself as a partner with the rest of the executives, and you are able to fix things and direct things at the right direction before you have made costly investments. If you only realize that something should not be as it was planned a quarter too late, you have lost momentum, you have lost an opportunity. And so you have to be aware of the entire context as it is being thought of right at the road mapping stage, and you need to speak up. It is not enough to simply be there in the room. You have to speak up because, first of all, if you hear something that does not make sense, you need to start pushing in order to make sure it will not happen or that you understand why it does make sense. And if you see an opportunity where your team might do something that no one else at the table realizes is possible, then you need to make it clear and make use of that opportunity. And once you have been upstream, you now, first of all, have the foresight. You know what is coming down the road. And so you can start adjusting your organization for success. You know, for example, that you will have to support clients 24/7 within 2 quarters. And so you know that you should start putting in place monitoring tools, the right logging and the right alerts so that people are aware of what is happening. You know that maybe it makes sense to start hiring people across more time zones to get easy availability for your support team and so forth. And so strategic alignment has the first result of you being able to plan ahead how your team should be as it grows. And second, now that you are equipped with the understanding of the why, not just the how and the what, you understand exactly what is the reasoning behind things. You know why these things are on the roadmap, what the company is trying to achieve. You should make sure that this is crystal clear to everyone else as you are passing along the roadmap and the strategy to your directors and to the other managers in your organization. Make sure that they understand exactly what is the reasoning behind it. With that, they will get what is called in the army commander's intent. You want them to be able to make decisions without having to come up to you with a question whenever they have a decision to make. They have to gain a set of values and goals that will allow them to make decisions and know exactly what kinds of questions have to be escalated and what kinds of questions have a clear answer they can simply move on with. And that kind of clarity is only available if they have the full context as well and they gain this strategic alignment. This then helps them have better product mastery, which I have a different episode about, and in turn results with better engineering teams that do not lose sight of what is important, are able to make decisions in an autonomous manner without having to wait for management to decide on things, know when they should be speaking up, and are able to provide better, more crisp innovation because they are not just throwing out ideas, they understand exactly how everything connects. They will not implement features in a way that will later end up on the verge like Zoom is now seeing. All this can become better in your organization right now with better strategic alignment. And I recommend you redo your strategy if you haven't because, well, COVID kind of shifted everything anyway, so redo the strategy or revisit it, and as you do that, place yourself upstream and move on to share what you have learned with the rest of your organization. If you're wondering how you should be placing yourself at the big kids table, please reach out by email, and if I see enough interest, I might have a special episode on that alone. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. I hope you'll get your alignment done fast. If you need any help with strategy work, reach out to me. And as always, I'm reminding you, I have a Tech Exec newsletter coming out every week. It's called The Change Catalyst. It literally saves people tens of thousands of dollars, and it's free. So sign up. Link is in the show notes, and talk soon.